KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The trial of the truck driver at the centre of the 2022 Pongola crash is expected to resume this morning. The state led evidence on day three of the court case yesterday. Sibusiso Siyaya faces 20 counts of murder. 18 children, an assistant teacher and a buggy driver were all killed when their vehicle collided head-on with a truck on the N2 in northern KZN. The youngest victim was 5 years old. NPA spokesperson for KZN, Natasha Kara, says a total of 42 witnesses are expected to testify for the state.
Siyaya, who faces 20 counts of murder, appeared in court yesterday where the trial got underway. He pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. The trial is set down for the week.
The decline in annual inflation isn't likely to prompt a rate cut anytime soon.
Although it encourages one to be confident that inflation will eventually decline, it's too early to say exactly when it will decline back close to the 4.5% midpoint of the inflation target, which is effectively the Reserve Bank's target.
That's economist Zahn Jamin, who says the easing of CPI in March came as a surprise. Headline, consumer inflation slowed to 5.3% from February's 5.6%.
In March last year, overall prices rose very sharply, especially food prices. And in March this year, they didn't rise anywhere near as sharply. As a result, the inflation rate fell. But it actually fell even more than expected. Most people were expecting it to decline to 5.4%. That took people by surprise because there have been expectations in recent times that food inflation would escalate as a result of drought conditions.
And foreign ministers, part of the G7 group of nations, are meeting in Italy this morning to discuss the situation in the Middle East. It's reported Israel considered a near immediate retaliatory strike on Iran on Monday, but decided against it. It followed air attacks by Tehran over the targeting of its consulate in Syria. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron says he'll focus on sanctions in today's talks.
There's more that we can do to show united front that Iran is behind so much of the malign activity in this region, backing Hamas, backing Hezbollah, backing the Houthis. They need to be given a clear and unequivocal message by the G7.
A recap of our lead story, the trial of the truck driver involved in the horror 2022 Pongola crash is expected to resume this morning. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.